So doing some Christmas holiday planning. Stop right there. Thank you very much. I've found somewhere with a cheese might touch. Sorry, that was a
I know what that
Spice
was.
Girls thing. Yeah, let's
move along.
Where are you going for, you know, holidays? Oh, okay, I might go down to Dreamworld or whatever. I might go over to Bali or what. No, stop it. You're going to Korea to the cheese theme park.
If they let you in.
It opened in 2004, right?
Well, the way the information works out of there, we're only finding out about it now.
That's right. Like, they just got Rick Astley as their first pop singer over. Oh. So here it is, what we've all been waiting for, a theme park about cheese.
Yes.
I know. You've been waiting
like
so long.
Cheezels are there?
Yeah. Yes. Everything cheese. Everything you could want. It's not, probably not the first thing you think of when you think of Korean food. Cheese.
No, but everyone loves cheese.
Mm. But there was this this guy, right, back in the 1950s.
There was this guy.
he went to Korea. He was a Belgian priest, and he went there as a missionary to this little place called Imsil. Mm. He raised goats, made some cheese in the area. And the locals championed him. And they're like, you know what? Let's make a theme park out of this guy. Lo and behold, yep, 40-something years later, they made a theme park out of it. So it's like the mecca for cheese, a 32-acre ode to the cheese wheel. 32
Look,
acres! Checking.
Look, there's this little tiny theme park down in Victoria called Gunbuyer Park, and they like to call it a theme park, but you turn up there, and it looks 1,000 years old.
It's not a
and
theme
it's
park.
$100 to, you know, go in there.
Yeah.
Is that what this is? A little hokey kind of setup?
No, this is 32 acres with a castle and all these cheese wheels all over the place. I mean, I'm not sure how good it is for families, but singles. Cheese.
yeah, you had to explain that joke because it was so
yeah,
good.
Yeah, no, I did. So,
wow.
Yep, so you can head around. There's all different sorts of places. You can head into the restaurant and the shop to learn about cheese and to eat cheese.
Yum. How good's this?
And there's like flowers are planted all around the castle in the shape of goat's heads. I assume to source all the deliciousness of goat's milk and cheese
and
such.
Well, you know, we had a goat trade-off on the show a few weeks ago.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you can go around to, like, the rides. There's a roller coaster, but that's only for the nacho men.
Oh.
And there's a nice little animal farm as well that I can only assume that's where you go to mascarpone. Mascarpone, mate. How good's that? So
I'm a ricotta out of here.
So look, when you're planning your next holiday,
oh yes,
chuck it on your bucket list if cheese is your whole entire world.
Chuck
I mean,
cheese.
Yeah, I can't give you a rating on this sort of thing. I personally have never been there, but if you'd like to go, give us some sort of review on what it's like eating cheese in Korea at the cheese theme park. Like the Eurythmics said, sweet themes are made of cheese, and who am I to disagree?
Thanks, Ian Pinky.
For breakfast!